I just wanted to share one amazing thing here that he writes, the founder of the Kabbalah Center, Rav Ashlag. And he says, when a person begins to truly do the spiritual work and finds ways to not be reactive, not be a taker, he becomes a true giver with all the right intentions, the first thing that he'll feel inside himself is lack. That's how you actually know that you're doing true spiritual work, because you give, you share, you transform, and you do it in a way where you don't want to take, you don't have an agenda. So what you feel is a lack, a deficit inside of you. And this lack is the space that the light comes to fill. And if a person does the spiritual work in order to get approval, or he has some kind of personal agenda with people, and he's not truly doing it because he wants to be with the light of the Creator, then he's taking energy from the people. So he has no vessel, no lack anymore that the Creator can fill. So it's kind of like, where do you want to receive your sustenance? You want to receive it from people, which is very limited, or do you want to receive it from the infinity of the Creator, and the Creator can give us much more than people can? The Creator will give us through people, but it's coming from the Creator in this scenario. That was nice. Okay. Something we've spoken a lot about is this idea that we all have a process that we go through. And whenever we're going through a difficult process, a challenging one where someone is not treating us the way we want, or a situation is not going the way we would like, we're not getting the results that we were hoping for, we all want this process to end. We all want the pain to go away. But as we've learned, every process that any one of us go through, the intention behind that process is to teach us a spiritual lesson about our personal transformation. And if I actually want a painful scenario to end, it will end the moment I learn the spiritual lesson behind that process. If my number one intention is to learn the spiritual lesson, that's my goal, that's my focus, that's my desire, that's actually the fastest way I can end the process. What do most people do when they're in pain? They just look outwards for temporary relief and instant gratification. The Kabbalists say, fight the war on a spiritual level by looking within. The fastest way you can remove a situation where maybe you're in debt, you have financial instability, you have a scenario where you can't have a stable relationship, you have a crisis with your health. All of these scenarios, whether extreme or minimal, have a lesson that needs to be learned and gleaned from each one of them. A spiritual lesson about my personal tikkun and my personal transformation. The faster I can find out what's the message for me, the faster I end the process and go to the next level of my fulfillment. Simply the effort we make to be spiritual, to not be reactive, to pause and just say the words, what a pleasure, even if we don't mean it. If we fake it, it's okay. It's the effort, it's the intention, it's the desire to get to that place where I'm proactive. In the beginning, we're all going to pause and say, what a pleasure, and we're not going to really mean it. We deep down inside truly want and wish that this never happened. But that effort that we make to do pause and accept my scenario, accept my challenge, that effort speeds up the process. The problem is stagnant spirituality. When people are just waiting and not doing proactive actions to transform, because they're afraid, because they don't want to rock the boat, because they're insecure, or simply they don't know. Now we know the effort we make to apply any of the lessons we've learned so far speeds up any process. Even if we're not doing it 100% right, as long as we're doing it to the best of our ability, it's speeding up our process. The second way we can really speed up our process is another form of prayer. Remember when we spoke about asking the Creator for strength, asking the Creator to help change my vessel? Any request that has to do with transformation will always be granted. Anytime we request, not for the Creator to change, because the Creator doesn't change, for us to change, the vessel to change, my essence to change, this request will be granted, and your entire reality will change to support you in making that transformation. If you ask the Creator in your own language, in your own way, as we've discussed, please show me what's my lesson. I want to change. I'm frustrated. I don't want to keep repeating the same scenario over and over and over and over again. I want to break out. I want to feel joy. I'm tired of feeling sad. I'm tired of having guilt. I'm tired of being reactive. I'm tired of being insensitive. I want to open my heart. I want to have more certainty. I want to remove my fears. If you ask the Creator, this is an internal desire. Whether you externally ask or you internally feel it, but meditate and direct your energy towards this intention. Show me my lesson. Why am I going through this right now? The more you ask, the more you will be answered. The spiritual process will speed up so much that we will see what it is about ourselves we need to change. Something you might experience when you do this is you might find yourself making a lot of mistakes. And that's good. Making mistakes unintentionally is good. If you tried your best and you made spiritual mistakes, you find that you're actually more reactive than ever. That's good. That means your process is speeding up. The dirt is coming out. You are detoxing your soul. That's what we wanted, isn't it? The negativity inside of us, the tikkun, that's what's attracting the challenges in our reality. It's like a homing device for chaos. Tikkun is a homing device that attracts chaos. Attracts difficult people, attracts humiliation, attracts rejection, attracts a reality where I'm stuck. When I make mistakes, that's my negativity coming to the surface. That's a good sign. When we see a lot of our garbage, that's a good sign. That means we're getting closer to the light of the Creator, although it's painful. It's temporary. Now that I can see it, wow. Embrace it. Accept it. Love it. It's what I've been looking for. It's how I play the game. Don't hide it. Don't be embarrassed of the negativity. Realize it's coming to the surface so that I can take responsibility for it. Start working on it. Begin my process of transforming it and having a new and better life.